Good afternoon, Columbus, Ohio. This is your branch president, Ken Hodge, with a quick postal rap session for you today. Today, I just want to take a moment and naturally remind all my branch members, I definitely need your vote for the next election. Yeah, I try to make a little, bring some levity with it when I say things like that, but listen, I'm serious about that. Even those of you who may not like me as a person, I need you to understand, even if you don't like me as a person, you gotta know that I'm the best person to do this job, and you gotta know that Kenny Hodge take care of mail handlers. You gotta know that. Regardless of what you believe or what you heard in the past, I think that my performance, the short time I had an opportunity to be in office, kind of solidified that for the members. So that's my postal podcast today. I haven't talked to you in a while, and I always want you to know that I'm never going anywhere. I'm in this because this is something I really believe in. I believe that that we can have a strong union. I believe that we can band together and be what a union is supposed to be. And that's no disrespect to the current status, but I'm just saying we can be better. Now, if anybody has a problem with that, then maybe you don't want to be a part of this new movement. And again, this new movement, I just coined a phrase, 180 degree new direction. In fact, it was a comment made about me on Facebook. So again, 180 degree new direction. That's kind of, and it was funny when I read it, and I said, you know, that's pretty much where I find myself right now. And what I mean by that is, there was a time that if management said it, and usually I was the manager saying it, we enforced it, didn't matter. Again, when I was on that team and I played my part, my position extremely well. But as you get to step back, life gives you a bunch of different circumstances now. And now I find myself on the other end of that spectrum. And I play just as hard. Again, I don't make any excuses for spending 22 years in postal management. I don't. And I'll be the first to tell you, and I know this might sound crazy, had they not asked me to leave, I'm going to put it nicely, I would probably still be there. But I'm not. And I can't get that through the minds of some people who want to still look at me like that. But I say again, I'm not. And for anybody to think I have a loyalty to a bunch of mother beep, beep, beep. See, if I had the sound machine, I'd have to beep a lot of sounds out right now that kicked me out, that I still have loyalty and allegiance to them, then listen to me. That does not even pass the common sense test. Of course I don't. But I happen to know their job from spending so many years in there. I happen to know their jobs in most cases equal to or better than most of the people who work there. So when you come to me as your branch president, I now represent you in union matters. Trust me, I see through the issue and through their nonsense before we even start writing a step one grievance. That is what I want to bring to the union. I want to take all those years I spent in management and turn them around to make our union stronger. Because one thing I'll tell you that I know now and that I knew then, they don't follow the rules. They don't care. When I say they, the agency, they don't care about your union rights. Let me tell you something. I was an instructor. I taught an associate supervisor class. Nowhere in that class do we ever talk about particular items and contractual items. You know how they learn that? They learn that on the fly. So we have to learn it better. Because a lot of the issues that frustrate us as union members and as union employees is we think management don't know or they don't care. I want to tell you, they don't care, but mostly because they just don't know. And again, I don't say that with sympathy. I say because they don't know and we know, then we should be, we should have a stronger position in the office. We should be able to have regularly scheduled labor management meetings. We should be able to have regularly scheduled union meetings. And you know, I was a big fan of that. In fact, my staff that was with me wouldn't let me forget that. We understood that if we're going to be strong, we have to be united. And if we're going to be united, then we have to be on one accord, and we have to meet and we have to talk. Now, I got to tell you, I am loving this whole podcast social media aspect that I'm now going to bring to the position and to the office as local president. Again, members will not be able to say, I'm not approachable, you can't contact me. Because again, one of the things that I've seen, and as I read posts from other locals, so again, I'm not being an innovator here. I'm copying again a process that I looked at in other locals where they teleconference, they stay in touch. I'd like to bring that to 304. Not like to, I'm going to bring that to our local 304. So my podcast this morning, it's just letting you know, I'm still here. I'm still fighting. I'm still every day waiting and anticipating an email from the national president or from the local president that tell me I can go back in my job as branch president. Yeah, so again, I have my way of addressing it. They have their way of addressing it. But every day I check my email waiting for that email. I hope it comes. If not, again, well, if it does, I'm always ready, because this is the life I chose to lead. They call me right now. I probably have to change my attire into some presidential clothing. But come on, let's not lose our sense of humor. But I would change my clothes, you know that, into some presidential clothing. And I'm ready to go to work right now. Hey, so Columbus Branch, don't give up on your elected branch president. I'm trying to make a comeback, and this comeback is going to be a colossal comeback. In other words, this comeback means I'm going to come back and hopefully run your branch and your local. That kind of guarantees me at least I'll be able to help Columbus Branch for 3 years while helping the rest of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky. Hey, that's my podcast today. Feeling good about life. And hope I can pass that on to others. Have a great day. I'd be remiss in my duties if I didn't let you know that that smooth rhythm that you heard in the background is none other than your very own Postal Jammy guys. Again, they are they're just absolutely marvelous. I don't know any other words to say about them. So listen, what I'm going to do is, because you're my branch and I take care of my branch, I'm now going to let you listen to that track. Just about a minute or two of it. Here's Dave Brentley and Tony Burr with a little melody that they wrote just for you.
Hey, some more locker room shenanigans for you. I got my bass player here, Fat Fingers Tony.
Fat Fingers.
You know what I'm saying? And of course, you got me, the guitar extraordinaire. But check it out. I was thinking the other night, and I wrote another composition for you guys. Nice, smooth, and mellow, and it kind of goes a little something like this. Check it out.